from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me once again in the JPR studios, back in support of a brand new record out about a month and a half ago called Ones to Keep Close, The Bones of J.R. Jones, Jonathan Lineberry. Hello, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's nice to see you.
It's great to see you.
You've let your hair grow.
Yeah, well, haven't had time to get it cut, unfortunately.
Speaking of not having time, in between the time you spend out on the road as a veritable one-man band, you are also in the process of restoring and doing upkeep on a 130-something-year-old farmhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Upstate New York. Yeah, how did that become acquired by you?
You know, it's in a small town up in the Catskills called Delhi, and it's my wife and I, we bought it, maybe 2.5 years ago now, I think, and we just love, I grew up not far from there, but I always knew I loved the area, and we kind of bought it as a reason to get out of the city, out of New York City, and when I'm not on the road, it's very tough for me to be living in New York City. It's just, I need space, I need quiet, and so that was the kind of main impetus of buying that house, and it's a pleasant distraction. I love it to death. Yeah.
Now, you're obviously a one-man band when you're making music. Are you the tool belt kind of, you know, square pencil behind the ear guy?
I like to pretend I am.
Yeah?
But I definitely am not. Like, if it's, I can handle redoing a bathroom or laying tile or putting up drywall, but if there's anything structural or plumbing, I will leave it to somebody who's certified and, you know, professional.
Well, let's talk about this new record. Just out, as I mentioned, I think we got our copy right at the end of April, so we've had it in the studios here for a while.
Great.
It's called Ones to Keep Close.
Yes.
You released this yourself, it looks like.
Yes. Yeah, it's a self-release.
Yeah. And it took quite a while to make this record.
It did. It was there were a number of factors involved with that. One was, of course, being self-released, there's no recording advance coming from any record label. So, you know, as usual, you call on a lot of favors from friends. And when you start doing that, things just take a little bit longer because everyone has day jobs and, you know, favors take longer.
Yeah. And the record's not just you.
No. And that was the other reason why I took a little longer is that it's the first time I kind of went in with the idea of this kind of being a studio record, you know, and like finding phenomenal session players to work with and great sound engineers and just really wonderful personnel to be a part of this process. And so it was my first, like, the songwriting, all the songs are written by me and production and is the producer and I, but in terms of the arrangement and stuff like that and bringing in, I'm not playing everything for the first time, I guess is what I'm saying. So there's some great drummers and bass players and some horns on it. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
How did that part of it sit with you, the not playing every instrument, having to let go?
It was kind of great.
Yeah?
Yeah. in part because there's so much better at it than I am. But it's the truth. I could, you know, I'm not the most articulate person when it comes to arranging stuff. I can tell people what I'm looking for in vibes and kind of, you know, make noises with my mouth in terms of like percussion and stuff like that as to what I'm looking for. But huge shout out to the people that could translate all my mumblings and be like, no, this isn't right. Let's, you know, it's got to be darker. Think about this color and, you know, this kind of stuff. And creating the sounds that they made on this it was really impressive and fun.
Last time you were here, you had just the resonator guitar in your hands. This time around, we've got a little bit of a setup.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured, I was listening to you and watching you when we were doing setup in here, and I realized, well, if you're tapping your feet anyway, you might as well do something productive with them. And you have indeed figured that out.
Yes.
What have you brought in, and tell me a little bit about the setup.
Oh, well, you know, this is my kind of just standby setup when I play out shows by myself. I bring in a little kick drum, not a very big one, about an 18-inch one, and hi-hat stand with some tambo on top. I usually travel with a little Fender Princeton reverb amp. That's my amp of choice, my resonator, and an old Kalamazoo for acoustic. So,
you mentioned last time you were here that you have printmaking in your background.
Yes.
There is what looks to be a print on the front of the drum with like a Shure 55 microphone.
Yes, it is.
Is that your doing?
It is. It's an old silk screen I did. Yeah.
I would love to hear the entire setup. The Bones of J.R. Jones, my guest, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The brand new record is called Ones to Keep Close. You can find information at thebonesofjrjones.com. And I think you're going to start with the one that starts the record.
That's right. Yep. It's called The Drop. Thank you.
Show me everything that you need. How you gonna save yourself when I put my loving back on that shelf? Go on and break it back for me. Cause on my memory plays for keys. Baby, I ain't unkind. You wasted all my precious time. Alright, yeah. And I don't think you ever really understood. How they look at the top, honey, that's a mighty big drop. Don't be looking round, cause I ain't gonna slow you down, no. Cause I ain't coming for you. No matter how the hollering you do. Baby, you've got to know I got no trouble letting go. No, no, hell. Yeah. Oh, my love, baby. All this time, baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine like a little dime. Baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine like a little dime. Baby, let it shine. Woo!
That is The Drop. It's the Bones of J.R. Jones, the one-man band right here in the JPR studios today. That one leads off his brand new record called Ones to Keep Close. You can find out information. And if you poke around online, you can actually see videos of him doing it all. Guitar, singing, drums. TheBonesOfJRJones.com is the web address. I read that there were quite a number of songs that you brought to this recording session that didn't end up making the record.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we recorded almost 20 or so, or a little north of 20, actually. And, you know, I think the editing process is, some people, I guess, dread it, but I kind of really enjoyed it because you really get to boil down what sort of album you want to make, you know. And my own personal take on it is there's so many wonderful albums already made out there, and I always feel like, you know, this album is good. It would be great if they just took two or three songs off it, you know, like it,
yes.
I'm all in favor of full lengths. I love the full length experience, but sometimes, you know, some bands like put 17 songs on an album and you're like, well, you said what you needed to say in 12 songs, you know, the rest is just filler.
Was it hard for you to get to 11?
Yeah, it was actually. It was. But the good news is there's, you know, stuff in the can for next go around. And there's even talk about me doing a special little EP with Rob, the producer, with the extras that may come out a little bit later.
Cool.
Yeah.
You had a special guest on one of the songs, Nicole
yes.
Adkins.
Yeah.
Who Nicole. Joined you on vocals.
Absolutely.
How did you make that connection?
Well, Nicole and I actually, we met, oh man, maybe it was last fall or late summer. We were doing a show together down in Philadelphia, and I'd never seen her play, but of course was familiar with her music. And I was lucky enough to get the support slot on the show, and we just kind of hit it off. She was kind enough to watch my set, and of course I watched her set, and I think we just kind of became fans of what each other are doing and kept in touch. And I wrote this is the first time I ever wrote a duet or a song with the purpose of it being a duet, rather. And I was trying to think of who could sing, and so I just sent her a text, and she's like, oh yeah, sure. And it was that easy.
Fantastic. The Bones of J.R. Jones, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Ones to Keep Close. Information on it, on him, at thebonesofjrjones.com. Okay, you have set down the resonator and grabbed a guitar that has got a lot of character to it.
Oh, yeah.
It sort of creaks and cracks as you move it around.
Lots of cracks.
Tell me about this one. You didn't have this one with you last time.
No, I didn't. I rarely travel with this one, actually, just because it's a little older and definitely probably the nicest piece of equipment I own. It's a Kalamazoo, which is, if anybody, is an offshoot of Gibson from back in the day, and it's from 1938. And so I try not to travel with it too much just because it's old and temperamental and humidity really affects the wood in it quite a bit. But it's my favorite guitar I own for sure.
I can't wait to hear it. What's next?
We're actually going to do a rendition of Burden,
fantastic,
without Nicole.
It's the Bones of J.R. Jones live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Give your heartache to me, ain't you feeling used? 'Cause I am too. Baby, let it go, you can't mind times at all. And I'm with you, yeah, I'm with you. Crashing through these streets, 'cause I'm on fire. You were on fire. Gonna turn this song up while we burn this place down. I'm gonna be your choir. Yeah, I'm your choir.
absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a great tune. Thank you very much for playing it. And it's a, like I said, it's a really interesting guitar. There's a lot going on in addition to the notes that you're actually plucking.
Absolutely.
And it sort of sounds like an old ship.
It does. It has lots of character. And even on the back, you know, obviously I bought it. Who knows how many hands it's been through over the years. But on the back, there's even a little bit of a, someone had started to kind of engrave their initials on the back, which I really like. And, you know, it's just, it's got history.
Yeah. Well, speaking of old things new, you released this new record on vinyl.
I did.
Why?
Well, there's, well.
Does it tend to grab more attention at the merchandise table?
It's regional. I know
really?
I think that's kind of funny to say, but you can, anywhere along the coasts, generally people will buy vinyl. And then for some reason, as you get a little closer to the center, Chicago being an exception, or Detroit, Nashville too, but there's a lot of smaller towns where CDs are still very, very much prevalent, and I won't sell any vinyl. But
really?
On this run, I mean, my vinyl has outsold CDs 4-1.
Wow.
Yeah.
There is something to holding that physical thing.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, as a music fan for years and years, it's nice to have it.
Absolutely. And it's always my listening apparatus of choice, or whatever you want to describe it, just because you have to engage with it. You know, you have to flip it. You know, if things start skipping, it's mechanical. You know, you're kind of forced to listen to what you're playing.
Yeah. Tell me about your recent connection with Stetson. They gifted you a hat.
Oh no, they did not gift me a hat. That was my hat to begin with. But
Let's just float that out there again. They gifted you a hat, or they will be soon, right?
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Stetson, are you listening? Yeah, that was a lot of fun. They're great people, and this original hat that I had is something I think the style is called the Open Road. And it's just a phenomenal hat. I love it to death. And my grandfather used to have an oak hat very similar to that growing up. And I just always admired it and never really found one that I felt expressed or characterized my feelings about it. And then I came across this hat and I loved it. And they were kind enough to do a little piece on me about it and the hat. And it's been fun.
So maybe we just work something out right here for you
in
the future if they're listening.
Yeah.
So in addition to touring for the new record, which you will be doing for quite some time, and home repair, home improvement, what else is going on in your life these days?
Oh, just more songwriting, I hope. Touring, like you said, and then once I get back from touring, I will definitely head back upstate and hopefully disappear for about a month and work on the house.
Did this project of making the quote-unquote studio record, as you said, with other folks, engage some side of your creativity that you didn't know was so interested in making music with other people?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is, you know, I grew up playing with bands, but I hadn't done it in, I don't know, 15, 16 years. And so it was really a lot of fun to kind of bring that dynamic back to the songwriting. And it also frees you, or freed me rather, from a lot of restraints I feel about what knowing what the live show is, and just like letting the songs live on their own and being like, okay, this is the song. What can we add to this? What sort of musicians, instruments can we bring into this songwriting that will best express the essence of the song?
Hmm. Well, I don't know if it's best practice to go out with a slow one.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering if you might play a slow one for me.
I would be delighted to.
One of my favorites from this record is called
Sinner Song.
Yep. Yeah, would you play it for us?
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Beautiful. It's the Bones of J.R. Jones, live today in the JPR studios. Ones to Keep Close is the name of the new record. Information is at thebonesofjrjones.com.
Whoa. Why you gotta pick on me? 'Cause all my convictions crumble to affliction. I count his empty bottle. There go Mother's Bible. Well, I am lost when I read it to be found. Sweet woman, take me home. Wash this blood from my won't you watch over me? Till I finally find some sleep. Well, I am lost. And I ready to be. I am lost, and I ready to be found. Ooh. Ooh.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Sinner's Song, live here today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's the Bones of J.R. Jones. Jonathan Lindeberry back with us here in the studio. The new record out May 11th, so still it's got that new album smell.
It does.
It's called Ones smell to Keep Vinyl. Close. Yep. Information is at thebonesofjrjones.com, and as he just said, it is available on vinyl if you are a vinyl collector.
Absolutely.
It's nice to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Always welcome back.
Appreciate it.